From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea's central bank keeps its benchmark rate unchanged for almost a year amid lingering uncertainty in the Middle East. Workers at Kakao plan to launch a general strike next month after labor and management failed to narrow their differences over bonuses and job security. And North Korea says it will never accept denuclearization in response to a statement from the Quad member states calling for the North's complete nuclear disarmament. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korea's central bank has kept its benchmark rate unchanged for almost a year amid lingering uncertainty in the Middle East. On Thursday, the Bank of Korea's Monetary Policy Board held the key rate steady at 2.5% at its rate-setting meeting in Seoul. It was the first monetary policy meeting chaired by BOK Governor Shin Yeon-sung, who took office last month. Bae Ji-yeon has more.
Since July of last year, the central bank has kept the benchmark lending rate at 2.5%. After announcing the decision to hold the base rate steady for an eighth consecutive session on Thursday, the newly appointed Bank of Korea Governor Shin Hyun-sung told reporters it will be necessary to raise the rate at an appropriate time.
With inflation projected to exceed the target level for a considerable period, growth is also expected to continue its robust improvement. From the financial stability point of view, considering the continued need to monitor risks such as exchange rate volatility, housing prices in the metropolitan area, and household debt, as just mentioned, it is deemed necessary to raise the base interest rate at an appropriate time in the future.
The central bank raised its growth forecast for South Korea by 0.6 percentage point to 2.6% for this year amid the global semiconductor boom, while revising up its inflation outlook from 2.2% to 2.7%, citing higher crude prices. The central bank chief said that given inflationary pressure, the growth forecast, exchange rates, and real estate prices, the path toward a rate hike is relatively clear. His remarks have led some financial analysts to expect the first rate hike in 3.5 years in mid-July and possibly another one in August. Bae Ji-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
Workers at Kakao, the operator of South Korea's leading messaging service, KakaoTalk, plan to launch a general strike next month after labor and management failed to narrow their differences over bonuses and job security in their second round of mediated talks. According to industry sources, wage negotiations that began at 3 p.m. Wednesday at the Gyeonggi Regional Labor Relations Commission lasted about 8 hours but generated no outcome. The two sides remain divided over allocating 13 to 14% of last year's operating profit for bonuses, and the union side demand to include restricted stock units, a form of equity-based compensation, in the performance-based incentive program. As Wednesday's talks come after a mediation session that fell through on May 18th, the union at Kakao has secured the legal right to strike, which would be the first walkout at the headquarters since its founding. There is also possibility of a simultaneous walkout as four of Kakao's affiliates, including Kakao Pay and Kakao Enterprise, earlier obtained the right to strike after failing to reach a deal in their mediated talks. In the wake of Samsung Electronics' wage deal and the controversy over corporate profit sharing, Labor Minister Kim Young-hoon has called for social dialogue to resolve similar disputes. At a press briefing at the government complex in Sejong on Thursday, Kim said he plans to hold an emergency forum on Monday to discuss the feasibility of Korean-style social solidarity wage policy as part of efforts to resolve the polarization of the country's labor market. The social solidarity wage policy would aim to narrow severe labor market gaps across wage levels, employment types, and company sizes. Kim, who helped mediate last-ditch negotiations between labor and management at Samsung Electronics, said the agreement that was reached was achieved by combining various forms of social support with the efforts of all parties involved. Although the labor dispute at Samsung has been settled for now, internal conflict over stark disparities in bonus payouts remains. North Korea says denuclearization will never happen forever after member states of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue reaffirmed their commitment to the North's complete nuclear disarmament. The statement came from a spokesperson at Pyongyang's foreign ministry on Thursday in an interview format with the state-run Korean Central News Agency. The spokesperson said talk of denuclearization over the regime's exercise of its sovereign rights proves that Quad is nothing but a political and diplomatic tool serving the U.S. strategy for unipolar domination. In a joint statement following a foreign minister's meeting in New Delhi on Tuesday, the Quad nations, the U.S., Australia, Japan, and India, condemn what they call the North's unlawful development of ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction. Without mentioning China, the Quad nations expressed their strong opposition to destabilizing or unilateral actions that threaten peace and stability in the East China Sea and the South China Sea. Former President Yoon Suk-yeol has been acquitted of perjury in connection with his testimony during former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's insurrection trial last year. On Thursday, the Seoul Central District Court found Yoon not guilty and dismissed a request for indemnification. The court said it would be difficult to conclude that Yoon gave false testimony when he said he'd already planned to convene a cabinet meeting that met the quorum prior to declaring martial law on December 3, 2024, before Han suggested it. Citing Yoon's directive to a presidential aide to call six additional cabinet members after the initial session, and the fact that Yoon explained his martial law plans during the second session, the court said the former president had likely planned to hold a cabinet meeting. A special counsel team had sought a two-year sentence for Yoon in the perjury case. Household spending in the first 3 months saw the largest growth in 3 years. According to the Quarterly Household Trend Survey released by the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Thursday, average monthly spending per household in the first quarter jumped 5.3% to 3.1 million won, or just above $2,000, compared to the same period last year. The growth is the fastest since the first quarter of 2023, and it marks the first time in 7 quarters that consumption has outpaced income growth since the second quarter of 2024. The average monthly household income in the first quarter stood at 5.48 million won, up 2.4% from the same period last year, but the growth rate for earned income was just 0.3%. Analysts believe that a bull run in the stock market may have contributed to the increase in household spending. The number of young people in their late 20s who took a break without looking for a job has increased by more than 30,000, the largest number in 6 years. According to data by the Korean Statistical Information Service on Thursday, the number of economically inactive people aged between 25 and 29 stood at 784,000 in April, up 37,000 from a year earlier. This was the largest increase for any April since 2020, when employment was hit by the COVID-19 shock. Those who took a break refer to people who didn't work or look for a job without any specific reason, such as illness or disability. While the total of those in their late 20s declines, the number of economically inactive people increases, and the decline in the economically active population exceeds the decline in the population. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index slid 43.41 points, or 0.53% on Thursday, to close at 8,185.29. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 28.77 points, or 2.54%, to close at 1,104.36. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.